This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
There's a few things in the world. Every once in a while, we just give you the radio station to say what needs to stop.
Yeah.
Like what you don't get. There's, and you know what it is? It's like every once in a while, someone tries to start a trend. And I know that you.
What?
What we're calling this is stop trying to make it a thing, or I don't get it. And I know that you wanted really badly for Dilly Dilly to not exist.
Yeah, it's just, it's dumb.
I think it's so cool. And cool is not the right word.
I get it. I'm in the minority, but I just thought it was just, I know it's supposed to be silly.
Yes.
But I think that the beer company go, let's come up with a stupid word and see how many people in America can get to say it all the time.
That particular beer company has been really successful doing that. Remember they did, was that?
Just as equally annoying, but still.
And they still keep, they're like, can you imagine being in a marketing meeting and that they're like, Sue, I don't know, Dilly Dilly or something.
And everybody's going, that's stupid. The reason why, the difference, why I hate Dilly Dilly is because What's Up was already in our zeitgeist. We started that, they glommed onto it. With the Dilly Dilly, they started. It wasn't like we were saying it amongst the American public.
That's
they
what makes it
decided.
Even cooler.
No, it
because
isn't.
That's the way, that's what tells you.
You mindless dolts, no, just follow along.
Because we all thought it was funny. So we
no,
it.
you thought you were supposed to think it was funny.
But I mean, let me say this. When you were young and you said, doy, you didn't make it up. Somebody else was saying doy, and you're like, that's kind of funny. I'm going to start saying that.
I perfected it.
No, okay.
Because it's the way it's doy. It's the way you say it.
Okay.
Not just doy.
Yeah.
You say,
so, doy. Same with this.
Yeah.
Dilly dilly.
Okay,
see
no.
See what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
It's the way you say it that makes it funny.
That to
dilly,
me.
Dilly dilly.
That goes on that list.
No.
Yes.
See, I know you are. Like, why are they trying to make this a thing? Because it can be, and it's awesome.
Is it finally over? Because I think I saw a new one. See, that's another thing.
It's not over.
They don't know when to get off of it. They just keep going to the well. But even you have to admit, it stopped being whatever you thought was cool or whatever.
I'll say this. When, like, at the Masters tournament or something, it was literally listed as something you weren't allowed to say. That's when they won. Because it was like saying, please don't say, we're Augusta, we're above all of things like this. And it's like, there are things that can't be said. The F word clearly cannot be said. The S word, no. The D word, blah, blah, blah. Also, dilly dilly, don't say that. It's like, I think that's when...
You think that beer company arrived when it got on someone's ban list?
Yes.
I think it finally some logic and honesty by a golf course that's saying, you know, it's just dumb. Just stop saying it. You're stupid for saying it.
So we don't want them all to be words, but... I'll say this. Using the word shook, I think that's got to stop. Like shook what? as in like
what?
Like you got surprised or you got scared, you got impacted. Like, oh man, did you see Game of Thrones? I was shook.
Oh, I didn't know. That's a new thing?
They're trying to make that happen.
Shook is a new thing?
I mean, they're not trying. It's happening and I'm just trying. Like, I want it to stop.
Okay. I'm not familiar with it enough to want it to stop.
Well, now that you've heard it, do you feel like it's going to...
I'm all shook up or...
Well, it's like shook. Like, they're taking words that are existing, like the millennials or the they or the Gen Zers, and they just go, let's start using that in completely the wrong context.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Dude, I'm shook.
Oh, okay, yeah. You're forcing...
Stop
you're
trying
right.
to make that a
yes.
thing.
Yes. When you try and do something, it's not cool.
It was like...
Like the
I watched cup. It. I was freaking. Like, that's... it's or...
Oh, but you know what? They would say, freak, and that is
that's
so
stupid.
You're right.
So we had our own, and I just think shook is stupid.
Okay.
And the other one I really want to get out there.
What's that?
And this is finally not a word. What has to go away? What is stupid? Gender reveals.
Oh my gosh.
Just go to the ultrasound.
Lady,
find out
stop.
What you're having.
Just
like everybody else
we
did.
We know. I have a choice of one or two things. So
yes.
I'm not going to be that.
Hold on. Balloons are going to come out and they're going to be. Wait. A falcon's going to come down and eat one mouse or the other. We have fed this baby robin colored stuff. It's either pink or blue. Now we wait for it to come back to the nest, and whatever color he barfs into the mouth of his new robins is the color of our baby.
See, just
stupid.
I know.
I know you want to be the first person who ever had a baby. It's like, we're the first ones to ever know what our baby is. So we're like, let's cut it in the middle of this cake. What is it inside? Stop it.
I know. I want to
just stop it.
So stupid. It's not. It's not.
You know what is forcing us all to attend one more stupid event for your life event. I'm happy you're pregnant. You're keeping the species going. I had two kids myself. I never had a baby shower. I didn't have gender reveals. I didn't have christenings or
your
like.
Your kids are healthy. They're just fine. Your family's
fine. How are we surviving? I don't have an Insta video of like a baseball being hit and exploding pink.
You know, I say this all the time about parents, and especially when you become parents, just because something is new to you doesn't mean it's new to the rest of us.
So stop.
We got it.
So what don't you get? Is there something you want? It's just got to go away because it's dumb.
It's silly. It's stupid. It's pointless.
Steve's killing Dilly Dilly. I've chosen, you know, gender reveals as my end all be all.
Thank you.
What don't you get? What cannot be a thing? Brittany?
Yay!
Yay!
What's got to go away?
People need to stop thinking it's okay to touch a strange woman's belly.
Thank you.
I agree wholeheartedly.
I never understood it.
Anything that you don't have, you shouldn't go like, I don't have that, so I should be able to touch it. It's the same thing when I first shaved my head.
Yeah.
People come up like, oh, you shaved your head. Yoink! And they put their hand on my head. I'm like, so you just got back from Floyd's. Do I get to suddenly like put my hands
exactly.
in your hair?
No.
No.
At all.
And why is there a life inside my belly mean that you get to touch it?
That's a free for all.
Right.
Are you currently pregnant?
Being touched in general. Yes, I am actually.
Yeah. First of all, we're taught never to touch anybody, let alone a lady. Right. But us pregnant lady.
No, then all bets are off. Oh, your gender matters not. I'm not touching you. I'm touching your child.
That's true.
Oh, and when is it okay to touch a child?
Thank you.
Oh, look, there's a little 3-year-old playing on the playground. I'm going to go touch him.
I don't understand it ever.
Yeah.
I don't know how that became a thing.
Is it mostly women or is it men that do it?
Oh, God.
It's mostly women. I think they want to like just connect somehow. But I still don't want them touching me regardless.
We're not connected.
Right.
We both have female genitalia, but we're not connected. You don't get to touch my belly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great one. Thank you for the call, Brittany. Kayla.
Yay, guys.
Yay. What don't you get? What can't be a thing?
So because Birkenstocks are like the big new sandal again. So I don't understand why it's becoming okay for big thick socks and sandals as a fashion statement now.
You know what it is? I want to clap. And it just became a thing. Like, there's Cherry Creek High School is near here. And every time I stop at Starbucks, I happen to be stopping it at some time when they're all out.
Oh,
and they're not wearing Birkenstocks, but they're wearing like the Nike, like the swim sandals. And they all wear them with like the thick black socks halfway up the leg.
I have seen that.
And it's like, it's the thing. Like, I think they're doing it because we hate it so much that it's their way of going like,
F.
Yes, F you.
Exactly.
It's like, hey, oh, you think sandals and socks is stupid? Then that's all
then
we're going to wear.
Watch us go.
Yeah, but I agree. It's not a good look.
Although, I would rather, first of all, men shouldn't be wearing sandals, but I'd rather not see your nasty feet, so I'd rather see you socked up than wearing your nasty,
That's good, Steve. Now I'm just going to go barefoot the rest.
No.
Just shoes would be good.
There we go. Problem solved.
Actual shoes that cover the entirety of your foot.
Clogs,
then your sock is appropriate.
Right.
Your shoe is appropriate.
See?
It's all appropriate. Bella.
Yay.
What shouldn't be a thing?
Pumpkin spice latte beer.
Any seasonal stupid beers.
Stop clapping.
Yeah, but this takes like the worst of craft beer and the worst of basic white chick and wraps it all up into one awful.
And overprice it.
Bella.
They sell it for more.
Your argument's so good. I almost don't want to argue with you. But there was a time we were over here. First off, you say seasonal beers. And one of the beers you love the most, Dry Dock, the Hefeweizen, started as a seasonal. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I don't know if it's Dry Dock or somebody else, but that tavern over there sells them. And we were in there and they were like, would you like to try our pumpkin beer? And I'm like, hell no. And they brought me some and it was like 18% in alcohol.
That's
they'd only
the
bring you
part.
A tiny little bit.
That's the only good
and you
part.
Taste, dude, it was good.
You hate pumpkin-y, spicy.
I know.
Pumpkin beer. This is pumpkin spice.
I know. I think this was pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin in it.
I'm sorry. I think it was pumpkin spice
and
beer.
And you liked it.
I forgot about it until this moment.
You crap on everybody that has a
I know!
Pumpkin spice product and that you like.
But this is the exact moment. Look at my face. This is the moment where I realize I'm just a basic white chick. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.